With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode of Steel Wars is available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars. The link is in this episode's show description notes. Just look down there on your app, click it, and treat your eyes. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And we are about to take a special D23 look at The Rise of Skywalker. And it's the first time I've seen the footage. I've talked about it on the call-in show. Dom Jones called in. You can watch that on the video before this of all the in-convention reactions to all the news. But I'm going to take it in for myself right now. And if you're watching on the YouTube version, there should be a window popping up about now. Let's play. Goosebumps. I don't know how to that last bit. It has to be a vision. I just can't see if that was going to happen in any form of reality that J.J. Abrams would put it in the trailer. So I'm so used to his fake outs. It has to be a fake out. Maybe it's a triple fake out, and I'm being doubly faked out. My math on fake outs is not so good. Harry, my 1-year-old boy, he's confused in his playpen. And Jerry, he is perplexed. No Ewoks. He wants the Ewoks back in there. And for those watching or listening on the podcast version, Jerry jumped up in front of the camera mid-trailer. But, oh my God, just some sick visuals. I loved all the... I've been begging for them to do this, and that's to use old footage to get the goosebumps going. Like, twin sons. What more do you want? I'm just putting it back on now. Obi-Wan Kenobi. All the squad. Interesting that they used a special edition clip of them evading the Death Star It made it look very modern. All our buddies. And then into the prequels. Personally, I'm gonna nitpick. But I would have run the clips in chronological order, not release order. Just me. But what do you think, Harry? This Christmas. So we've got this festival type deal that Dom told us about. So many colours. I wonder how much of this is real. I know they had lots of people there, but definitely not that many people and not that many hang gliders or kites. The story of a generation. Now, coming out of hyperspace, X-Wings, B-Wings, A-Wings, Y-Wings, and then a Corellian Corvette in a daytime sort of scenario. So I'm not really... Are they in space? Are they hyperspacing into atmosphere? It's all pedantic, but that is sick. I'm hopefully that maybe there's some new ships that are about to hyperspace in as well, because I love all these ships, and I definitely want to see a B-Wing in action. I want to see it do some stuff in a film. That would be sick. But new vehicles would be cool as well. And then as for these Star Destroyers, all in this mall type thing, all lined up or more, amazing. Naomi Ackie in the Falcon. C-3PO with the red eyes. Hey, I'm not locking this in, but you gotta hate one thing in every movie, don't you? And, you know, C-3PO took the crown in Attack of the Clones for worst moment of the film, and maybe it's gonna be rad. I actually think C-3PO's humor in the sequel trilogy has been pretty good, so... And a laser hitting something. Who knows what that is? Doesn't seem good. Now this. Rey boomeranging a lightsaber. There's a training remote. And she seems to be cutting down a bunch of trees. And then catching it again. And she's got some red sleeve. Red thing around her wrist. Let's go back and look at that for a sec. Oh, she's got a stick in her hand. And a red sash. And then she... Odd. Kylo Ren... See, this whole night scene... What is... Like, it looks like the planet where they were fighting. But now it's at night. Like, I mean fighting in that, or the ship was traveling at the start of the Rise of Skywalker trailer at Celebration. Like, it looks like a similar ground, but... It's at nighttime. Now, this on the Death Star fighting... Like... I was thinking, and I think maybe water came up, but like where this huge final lightsaber fight, what sort of environment is it going to be in? You know, we had the volcano and we've had plenty of in-Death Star lightsaber fights. But on the water, it is a good new environment for a lightsaber fight, and kind of ironic that it's on the Death Star where two of the most important lightsaber fights in galactic history took place. I still... Do we know what Death Star this is? Like, I sort of presume it's the second one, just so it that's where the last things happened, but I don't know. That Yavin medal and the old blockade runner. I'm going with it has to be the second one. I'm not sure if anyone knows this for sure or what, but and then the Dark Ray with the... I really didn't want to see any more double-ended lightsabers in Star Wars films. I think Darth Maul 1 is sick. Just leave it there. Don't need any more flair. So this folds out like one of those temple guards in Rebels. I'm putting this down to Vision. I'm in denial. But I feel like I'm confident in my denial. But whose Vision is it? Is it like a Vision that Rey's seeing, that that Kylo's seeing? It's interesting. But definitely a bluff, I think. The Rise of Skywalker. But great clip. Tells you nothing about the storyline, but does give you the images to then use your imagination, which is one of my favorite things about Star Wars, and I've always cherished that. I've done a video on this that you can check out on YouTube, and it's going through this, my Return of the Jedi compendium, and like it has all these images from Return of the Jedi, which I was aware of Return of the Jedi when it came into the cinemas, and I remember seeing all these images like this and being able to imagine where they fit into the movie and stuff, and it's a fun activity that I still love decades later. Now, before I leave, some questions, and these are posed with little to no spoiler information. Is this Yavin? Whose ship's this? Will this figure sit next to my Figure Arts Attack of the Clones C-3PO on my least favorite moments in Star Wars history shelf? Who's shooting what now? Can these ships and these ships top these ships? Were any Ewoks hurt in the filming of this scene? Could this shot be any cooler? Could this shot be any wetter? And who is Palpatine talking to? Where's Hux? Where's Zori Bliss? The ghost of Luke Skywalker? Maz Kanata? Doctor Who? Rose Tico? Charlie from Lost? And of course, R2-D2. And as much as things change in the world in 2019, it's reassuring to know that sometimes Boba Fett doesn't know his right from left. So, yeah, they've given us all that imagery to theorize about and have some fun with. And fun is, it's been a fun weekend for Star Wars fans with all the D23 announcements. And we're going to power through and have an awesome time until and including on December 20th when we watch The Rise of Skywalker. Thanks so much. If you have any thoughts, theories, or just well wishes, you can post them in the YouTube comments below. Hit like if you're a kind person. Subscribe if you'd like to see more of this stuff. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.